real bad. And you can't kill it by just anything. You have to get a certain kind of medication.
Huh.
And it's very, not infectious, but it's very easy to transmit.
What about red bug?
Yeah, no, red bug, yeah.
Is that something different?
No. That's yeah, no, red bugs are different than scabies. Scabies are something that's usually transferred by sex.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's kind of like a crab, except it's worse.
Okay.
And a red bug, or what else do we call those? Let's see. Mother used to say, don't go out in the woods, you'll get red bugs. Or
chiggers?
Chiggers, yeah.
Chiggers, that's the same thing.
Yeah, you get a chigger bite.
Okay.
You have to paint it with fingernail polish.
Yeah. You ever put vinegar on them?
Mm-hmm. And tobacco.
there's a kind of animal that hops around in the grass. Some of them are green and some of them are brown.
A toad frog?
No, a little insect.
Grasshopper.
Okay. You ever hear that the other way around?
Hopper grass?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The thing you might, if you come into a room and sometimes it's not too well taken care of, up in the corner you might see a...
Cobweb.
Okay. If that's outside and it's spread across the grass, like,
mm-hmm.
in the morning where it catches the dew, what do you call it then?
Call it spider web.
Okay. What about if it's between two trees or between two branches?
I would still refer to it as a spider.
Still a spider web?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the part of a tree that's underground, that's its...
The roots.
Okay. And the kind that George Washington cut down, that was
cherry it. Tree.
And a kind of bush that, or a kind of vine that has three leaves and will make you break out if you rub it.
Poison ivy.
Okay. And then if you go out in the woods, there's a kind of berry. It's sort of like a strawberry, except some of them are black,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are a reddish color, and they've got,
they're called blackberries.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. they're sort of, but what I'm thinking of is sort of reddish color, like yeah. blackberries, and they're about so big, and they've got little seeds up near the top.
Strawberry, not strawberry, I don't know.
Raspberry?
No, we don't have raspberries around here, so I don't know.
Okay, you don't get them around here.
All right.
Okay. If you go out picking berries, some berries are okay to eat, but other berries, they could even kill you. You say they're
poisonous.
Okay. And let me see. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, I have to ask my...
husband.
Okay. And a man might say, I have to ask my...
wife.
And let me see. You call your... the man whose son you are is called your...
father.
Okay. What are the common, what would you normally call your father?
I'd say daddy.
Okay. And that would be the normal affectionate term
yeah.
and so on?
I'd say daddy, or if I was talking about him to someone, I'd say my father or my mother or hey mother. I'd talk to her, I'd say mother to her. I wouldn't say hey mom.
Uh-huh.
Or that sounds kind of stupid to me to say hey mom. So I would say, mother, come here, okay. something like that.
Uh-huh. You ever use mama?
Yeah, when I was younger I did.
When you were younger, but then at some point you changed, huh?
Yeah.
Probably when you were about a teenager somewhere.
Probably
there.
So. I call daddy, or sometimes I refer to him by his first name.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the kids in high school, when they were talking to me, they'd refer to their parents as my old lady or my old man.
You've heard that?
Yeah, very frequent.
But would you ever do that?
No. I think that's disrespectful.
Okay.